And these dreams. For the past 45 minutes, you've been listening to 45 minutes of clutter-free compact disc digital audio entertainment on the Hot FM to celebrate WR's 6th birthday on this Sunday afternoon, the 27th of March 1988. Starting the compact disc music off, you heard The Bangles and Hazy Shade of Winter, to pair with Sex Talk, Intimate Strangers from Bridge of Spies, The Alarm, Rain in the Summertime, The Human League and Human, Steely Dan, Do It Again, Robert Palmer and Addicted to Love, Steve Winwood and Higher Love and Heart and These Dreams. Auntie Jackie's up and coming with story time for the under fives in a few moments' time. But to take us up to Auntie Jackie, we've got something from the band that supported Tapao a couple of weeks ago. The Telford Ice Rink have made rather a good job of supporting them. An excellent band supporting Tapao at the Telford Ice Rink with this band, Bourgeois Tag, and this track called I Don't Mind At All.
The time for talking's over now, I guess it's time to let you go. But I don't, no, I don't mind at all. It's getting so you never know when things are better left alone. But I don't, no, I don't mind at all. It's important to me, but I don't see you laughing at me. But I'm smart enough to know that I have to let you go. But I don't mind. They will, but I don't. to my own sanity. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't mind at all.
WR comes alive on CD.
Across Shropshire on 105 megahertz VHF, this is WR, the Hot FM, where it's now time for story time on our sixth birthday. And with that now, here is Auntie Jackie with story time for the under fives on WR, Shropshire's Hot FM.
Boys and girls come out to play. Da 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 da.
Hi, a very special hello to all the children on WR's birthday. Today's story is called Dogger and is written by Shirley Hughes. Once there was a soft brown toy called Dogger. One of his ears pointed upwards and the other flopped over. His fur was worn in places because he was quite old. He belonged to Matthew. Matthew was very fond of Dogger. He took him everywhere. Sometimes he pulled him along on a lead made of string, like a real dog. When it was cold, he wrapped him up in a bit of blanket. Now and again, Matthew's mum said that Dogger was getting much too dirty, and she showed Matthew how to wash him in a bowl of soapy water. Then they hung him up by his tail on the washing line to dry. Matthew's baby brother Joe liked hard toys. He liked putting them in his mouth to bite them because he was getting teeth. Matthew's big sister, Bella, took 7 teddies to bed with her every night. She had to sleep right up against the wall to stop herself from falling out. But Matthew liked only Dogger. One afternoon, Matthew and Mum set out to collect Bella from school. Mum took Joe in the pushchair, and Matthew took Dogger. Next to the school gate where the Mums waited, was a playing field. Some men with ladders were putting up coloured flags. Mum said there was going to be a summer fair to get money to buy things for the school. Matthew pushed Dogger up against the railings to show him what was going on. Just then, the children started to come out of school. An ice cream van came around the corner playing a tune, and Bella ran up with her satchel flying. Mum, can we have an ice cream, please? Mum gave her the money for 2 cones. Joe didn't have a whole ice cream to himself because he was too dribbly. On the way home, Matthew walked beside the pushchair, giving Joe licks off his ice cream. Joe kicked his feet about and shouted for more in between licks. At tea time, Matthew was rather quiet. In the bath, he was even quieter. And at bedtime he said, I want Dogger. But Dogger was nowhere to be found. Mum looked under the bed. She looked behind the cupboard. She searched in the kitchen and underneath the stairs. Matthew watched through the banisters, and Joe watched through the bars of his cot. Bella joined in to look for Dogger. She looked in her own toy box, just in case he was in there, but he wasn't. When Dad came home, he looked for Dogger too. He searched in the shed and down the garden path with a torch. But Dogger was quite lost. Matthew was very sad when he went to bed. Bella kindly lent him one of her teddies to sleep with. But it was not the same thing as Dogger. Matthew kept waking up in the night and missing him. The next day was Saturday, and they all went to the school summer fair. The playing field was full of stalls and sideshows. There was a fancy dress parade. There were sports, with an egg and spoon race, a wheelbarrow race, and a father's race. Bella was very good at races. She won the three-legged race with her friend Barbara. "Wouldn't you like to go in for a race?" they said to Matthew. But Matthew didn't feel like racing. He was missing Dogger too much. Then another very exciting thing happened to Bella. She won the first prize in a raffle. It was a huge yellow teddy bear, and he was wearing a beautiful blue silk bow. He was almost as big as Matthew. Matthew didn't like that teddy at all. At that moment, he didn't like Bella much either, because she kept on winning things. He went off on his own to look at the stalls. One lady had a toy store. It was full of knitted ducks and cars and baby dolls in bonnets. And there, at the very back of the store, behind a lot of other toys, was Dogger. And he was wearing a ticket saying 5 pence. There were a lot of people round the store. Matthew tried to explain to the lady that it was his Dogger who had got lost and somehow had been put on the store by mistake. But she wasn't listening. He looked in his pocket. He had 3 pence, but that wasn't enough. He ran to find Mum and Dad to ask them to buy Dogger back at once. Matthew went everywhere in the crowd, but he couldn't see his Mum and Dad, and he thought he was going to cry. At last, he found Bella by the cakes, and when she heard about Dogger, she and Matthew ran back to the toy store as fast as they could. But something terrible had happened. Dogger had just been bought by a little girl, and she was walking off with him, and Matthew began to cry. Bella ran after her and tried to explain that Dogger really belonged to Matthew, and please could they buy him back. But the little girl said no. She had bought Dogger with her own mummy, and she wanted him. And she held on to him tightly. And Matthew cried and cried, and the little girl started to cry too. But out of the corner of her eye, she caught sight of Bella's big yellow teddy, and she stopped crying, and she put out her hand to stroke his beautiful blue silk bow. And then Bella did something very kind. "Would you swap that teddy for my brother's dog then?" she said. And right away the little girl stopped crying and began to smile, and she held out Dogger to Matthew, and she took the big teddy instead, and she went off with him in her arms. And then Matthew smiled too, and he hugged Dogger, and he hugged Bella around the waist. "Oh, thank you, Bella," he said. That night, Matthew had Dogger in bed beside him, and Bella was practicing somersaults. "Will you miss that big teddy?" Matthew asked her. "No," said Bella. "I didn't like him much, really. He was too big, and his eyes were staring. And anyway, if I had another teddy in my bed, there wouldn't be room for me." Well, I hope you've all enjoyed the story. And if you have, please listen again next time. Goodbye, children, from your Auntie Jackie.
Thank you very much there to Auntie Jackie for her story time for the Under Fives right here on the Hot FM on WR6's birthday, the 27th of March, 1988. And after these words, we've got our revolting record spot for today.
It's a fast-paced, ever-changing, everybody loves you kind of life. $15,000 in cash, and I'll take the 10th caller right that we call free radio.
Up your... That's that funk. Up your... Well, boy.
Constantly in a state of flux.
All the songs ever sung by Elvis are...
with new stations coming about every day.
For the Farrah Fawcett feel-alike contest.
Only Anorak UK keeps you up to date. They publish the most frequent report about free radio, the Anorak UK Weekly Report. Offshore, on land, shortwave, longwave, island, and afar. For a sample copy, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Anorak UK, Box 539, Blackpool. Hurry up, because radio just keeps on changing every minute. Anorak UK, Box 539, Blackpool, England.
There we go, the WR mix of Crush and House Arrest. I made somewhat of a mess of that at the beginning. My jingle lasted longer than I actually thought it did. Never mind, I can't help it. If I'm thick and stupid and don't know how to work the studio here, it's been a month. It's been a month since I last operated this stuff, and I forget quite easily. Don't forget, please write to us, WR Shropshire, WR Shropshire, PO Box number 5, Hunstanton, Norfolk, PE36 5AU. Please enclose a self-stamped addressed envelope, because we do write reply to every letter we get. With reception ports, whatever, you write to us and we'll reply to you. Okay, just let us know that you're listening to WR Shropshire. And not only that, it's also our birthday broadcast. 6 years old, 1982 we started broadcasting, and we got a competition, a TPOW competition, and we want to know what was TPOW's second single, okay? So name us TPOW's second single, write to us, let us know, and well, if you're the winner, you can receive a 12-inch copy of Valentine. That's a three-track 12-inch copy of Valentine. And there's two runner-up prizes of Easter eggs, because, of course, it is Easter pretty soon. So that's WR Shropshire, PO Box number 5, Hunstanton, Norfolk, PE36, 5AU. And if you're answering our TPOW competition, please write on the top, TPOW competition. The sounds of Mel and Kim right now. That's the way it is.
It's a fast pace. Ever changing. Everybody loves you kind of like.
$15,000 in cash, and I'll take the 10th caller right
that we call free radio.
Up your. Grab that funk. Up your. Boy.
Constantly in a state of flux.
Songs ever sung by Elvis are.
With new stations coming about every day.
For the Farrah Fawcett Feel Alike contest.
Only Anorak UK keeps you up to date. They publish the most frequent report about free radio, the Anorak UK Weekly Report. Offshore, on land, shortwave, longwave, island, and afar. For a sample copy, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Anorak UK, Box 539, Blackpool. Hurry up, because radio just keeps on changing every minute. Anorak UK, Box 539, Blackpool, England.
Driving in Shropshire, low on petrol, from now on, Spring Hill Service Station in Wellington is open, providing you with fast and friendly round-the-clock service. We also stock a wide range of accessories. Spring Hill Service Station now with Texaco service at Spring Hill, Wellington, Telford.
Thank you. Music Radio.